But I knew there was an election. I didn't know what an election was. You know, I'd never seen an election, really, because I hadn't been one since I was 3, 1935. So I decided I would play truant from school for the day, and I would go and look at, see the action. So I went, and I stood outside a polling station, and all you saw was a line of people. And I remember thinking that, actually, when I was 13, I suppose, how extraordinary it is that, you know, this immense power, that, you know, power of the country passes peacefully because a little line of people go in and put a cross on a piece of paper. That struck me as a sort of quite a wonderful sort of process, and indeed actually still does. And that was my first political consciousness, anyway. And then, of course, there was a long gap between voting day and the declaration of the power. And then the Labour Party came in. And there was more enthusiasm, I think, in places like Ammanford and the mining valleys. It was quite extraordinary. I mean, you know, there was a real feeling that things were happening and things were changing, and it wouldn't be the same as it was before.